I was born in Guangzhou, China, and I came to Australia in 1988. I converted in 90. In 93, God's calling to be a full-time worker, and I studied at SMBC since 1994. And I graduated in 1996. After I graduated from SMBC, I worked as a pastor in the Restaurant Mission for 4 years, and then I joined OMF, sent to for cross-cultural mission. I came back in 21.
Cool. Thanks for that. How did you find out about CABC?
Since I work as a pastor in the Restaurant Mission, and I have a very closer good worker, David Cole, from your church. And when I go to mission, I have been interviewed by this church mission committee, almost be a part of my mission.
Cool. Thanks for the intro, Wayne.
Okay. And thank God for the opportunity, able to speak to your church's mission man. I was invited by Ken. I know him for a long time when I was as a pastor in Restaurant Mission, and we went for short-term mission together. So have a good relationship with him. Before I start to speak, and let's pray. Father God, may the word of my mouth and the meditation in my heart be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Mission means this is the topic Ken given to me. And also, there are some questions. Firstly, mission don't have to be going overseas. How is it in mission or short-term mission locally? And the second question, what is the difference between participating in missions and evangelism? This passage from Matthew chapter 20, verses 18 to 20. I think this passage you know very well. And then talk about these two questions, and also about the Great Commission. Firstly, be going overseas, how in mission or short-term mission locally. In this passage, 18 to 19, the first part of 19, Jesus came to his disciples and said, heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, of all nations, Jesus told his disciples, go and make disciples of all nations. Oh, sorry. Because it's okay. Yeah. So he did not specify but instructed to go be disciples of all nations. The all nations are including every ethnic group and people at everywhere. Therefore, making disciples to be making disciple of Christ around us can be regarded as an mission. So we need to see the definition of overseas missions. In the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 2, lead your people and your house and your father's household, and go and I will show you. Our country, people to go to another country. God tells us to go. It's for the ministry. We call this to missions. So the question participated in missions or short-term missions locally. Locally means participating in cross-country mission in the local area without leaving our home country. Something like, I don't know, you know about the Love Fellowship is part of the Chinese ministry, some kind of the Chinese pastors and pastors have this fellowship and make Muslim people around them. From 2 weeks to less than 1 year, we call short-term mission, including in local or overseas. So I met some, attend the meeting yesterday afternoon, and you are prepared, some of the young preparing to do the short-term mission July, I think, for the Aboriginal ministry. This kind of the mission is called short-term mission. So whatever a short-term mission or overseas mission, and the main point is to disciples of all nations, means to every ethnic group, every people, not just overseas, but also in our home country. The second area we look at, what difference between participating mission and evangelism. So when we look at these two areas, and we need to know, firstly, the definition of mission. Mission from God. We are part of it. Mission based on the Bible and on the foundation of the Bible. The word of mission is coming from the verb of Latin, mitto. The meaning is to. The main related words, of course, missionary, means to be sent. So mission is to send. Missionary is to be sent. Usually referring to people who are engaged in the mission in other countries or other cultures. Mission is sending missionaries to all people, go to other countries and other ethnic group does not have their own churches become a church planter or teach them and train them to be Jesus' disciples, so that people can become disciple of Christ. We call to do grassroots culture ministry, and. In Taiwan, we found this group of people, they haven't got church, and even the churches in Taiwan, they are more middle upper class. So they don't reach out the working class people. So that's why I would like to plant the church to reach out the working class people. So we respond God's calling and sent by OMF to go to Taiwan, doing Taiwanese grassroots church planting in the rural areas. The definition of in the first organization held in Switzerland in 1974. At the conference, Dr. Billy Graham gave a biblical definition of evangelism. He said evangelism is spreading the gospel, the good news. So we also can look at the Bible. In the Old Testament, evangelism as preaching the good news, proclaiming his salvation, declaring that God, preaching the gospel to the poor. And also evangelism mentioned in the New Testament as bring good, preaching the gospel to the poor, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. teach Jesus is Christ, and preach the gospel. Combining the definition above, evangelism means we use various ways to deliver God's good news to the people of the same ethnic group, help them accept Jesus Christ as Savior and the law of life. To build church to glorify God. From the definition of mission and evangelism, we can see focus on crossing culture and ethnic group. Evangelism focus on the same ethnic group, whether it is a mission or evangelism. The goal to make all nations to be disciple of Christ and to glorify God. So lastly, we can see the Great Commission. I use for all to speak to this passage. In the passage told us, then Jesus came to them and said, all heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you all to the very end of the age. So first of all is all is for Jesus came to the disciples and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. The basics of the Great Commission is that God gave all authority to Jesus. And Jesus already had his authority during he did all the ministry. He healed the sick. He cast out the demon. He raised the dead people. Already have all authority. Why Jesus mentioned here to tell his disciples all in heaven and on earth be given to me? Because Jesus emphasized the authority, not he is the Son of God, even his Son. He rise from the dead. He also have all authority on his hand. And he told us, when we obey his command and go make disciples of all nations, He promised us He will be with us. We are in Jesus with authority to do His ministry. So when we was in Taiwan, normally in July, August, we have short-term team to come and help us. And anyone have been Taiwan before? Yeah, some of you. Do you know in July and August always have something happen? Kind of things happen for the weather. So short-term team came. We do some community big event. So refrain few experience Taiwan typhoon season, and we prepare for the park event, and we know that the typhoon is coming. And one time, even in the morning, still raining, and we prepare everything and to go. Still raining after lunch. And the short-term team asked me, "Pastor Chen, do we go?" I said, "Why not? We should go." And we packed up, and when we arrived the park, the rain stopped until we finish all the event. And when we packed up and drive the car to leave, and the rain pouring down again. And we experience all authority in Jesus when we obey and do His ministry, and the authority still there. And also, Jesus used the authority to command us to go. Therefore, go. The Lord Jesus commanded His disciples to go with the authority. And also, we experience the authority. One of the guy I met, he used to be the spiritual medium since he's a teenager. And when I met him, he already about between 40s and 50s. That means he did the spiritual medium in the temple 30 years. After a few months, I used the Bible story to evangelize him, and he converted. After that, we need to clean up the altar. Huh. So he's scared about that. And then on Saturday, we went to for our family worship. And after that, I asked him, "Tomorrow after the service, the short-term team will go with me and clean up the altar." And he said, "No, not ready." So on Sunday morning, he went to our worship. And also after the worship, I asked him again. He's still in struggle. And then I told my wife, I don't have the lunch with you. And I will go up, fast prayer, fasting prayer. So after prayer, and God give me the power. And I speak to this guy again, and he said, okay, you can go. So we go use the whole afternoon to clean up all things, and after we clean up the room and ask him to have a look, I first saw him, the face, he's smiling, it's not on the face, inside, to throughout his happiness. Second awe is on. In the Bible said, making disciples of all nations. All nations means all people, all of people. Means we are not only to help people, but Jesus as Savior, to believe in Jesus. And also train them to be making disciples of others. So, in the last term, we were in Taiwan. We joined from the local church. It's a special needs kids parents ministry. We mainly make disciples for those special needs kids parents, and also disciple them to be the disciples, to make disciples. So we trained others, and after we left, they still continue to do the ministry. Few I received the message from the leader, and they not only to disciples and also make disciples, and they reach out the other families, parents with special needs kids. And during the the church have baptism, one of old men, about 70s. When I shared the gospel with him, and at that time he had very, very difficult time because he had two special needs sons. And also his elderly son also have a special needs daughter. So I shared the gospel with him, and shared the Bible story with him. And even when we left, he haven't converted. But after we left, and some of the parents continue to care for them. And during the Easter time, and the whole family have been baptized. So, is Jesus told us make disciples and also baptize them. This is the command for us to be do the ministry for the good commission. The three all is all command. In the Bible said, everything I have commanded you. The command is to teach. Teach them to obey everything Jesus has commanded us. All the words Jesus taught us, and we need to teach to the others. Teach them to be the true disciples of Jesus Christ. So, when we reach out the working class, we do a very, very challenging things, and even some churches they don't agree what we have been doing. We started to teach and train them during we do the evangelism. That means when we share the gospel, share the Bible story with working class people, we also encourage them to retell the story to others, even they are not converted to Christ. So after they became Christian, they already have a heart to share the Bible story, to share the gospel with others. We call this a Christian DNA. So we need to teach them, not after they became Christian. We teach them since the first time to hear the Bible story, to hear the gospel. And then the command to obey. Obey means that the focus is not only the understanding of the truth, but also practice in their lives to experience God's love, God's salvation. And we have to teach them to obey all the words in the Bible and lay the foundations of faith on their lives. One boy I met during the ministry, he marked as a troublemaker by his parents and his school teachers, because almost every week he made trouble. He did bad things at school. So every time when his mother see the phone call from school, she's very, very scary. She knows that his son making trouble. But after this young guy came to our youth fellowship and listen to the Bible, and his life has something changed. Before that, he never say sorry when he's doing wrong. But after the Bible study, and his life have been changed by God's word. And one time he did the wrong things to his teacher. After that, he said to the teacher, "I'm sorry." And the teacher asked him, "Hey, it's the first time I hear from you and say sorry. What's happening?" And this young guy replied to his teacher, "Because the Bible teach me, do to others what you would have them do in you, do to you." So, since we obey God's word, our lives will be changed by God's word. The last "all" is all days. In the Bible says, always, always. Jesus promised us always with us. "I will always be with you." The word "will" is a promise. It indicates that we fulfill three missions. Firstly, go and make disciples of all nations. Second, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The third, to teach them obey all the commands Jesus have given to us. So in Old Testament, when God calls Moses, Moses said to God, "Who am I? I should go to the king of Egypt to bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God promised to Moses, "Be with him." And also, in New Testament, when Jesus appointed the 12 disciples to be with himself, and Jesus always be with them, and also send them to preach the gospel. The Lord Jesus always be with us. Always means all the time, all the days. Jesus is among us, and together we accomplish the good, the Great Commission. I have been in Taiwan for mission 21 years. I experienced every day, every time, Jesus be with me. If not, I told you, I would return since I came to Taiwan just 3 months. What reason? Because the language. Before we join OMF, we need to do a test about the language ability. If 5 points is a full point, and you guess how many points I got during the test? Three? Anyone? Huh? Five? Wow. If I can get three and get five, I'm very, very happy. But I tell you, I got zero. That means I haven't got any ability to learn the other language. And OMF told us, because you are Chinese, you are going to Taiwan. And normally missionaries from the Western country, they have 2 years full-time language study. But because you are Chinese, you only have 1 year. We don't know everything happened. So we went, and the first day I went to the language school when I got the test book. I was shocked. Do you know why? The test book prepared for whom? For whom? For me? No. It's for the missionaries from Western countries. The test book is use English, learning, normalization, Taiwanese. Who will be the easy one? Me or our co-workers? Who is easier? Of course not me. But they have 2 years full time. I only 1 year. How can I do it? And I studied for 3 months, I would like to give up. And I pray to God, no, I haven't got any ability to learn the language. And now I need to learn from my second language to for me, is the third language. Impossible. It's better for me to go back to Australia, continue to do the restaurant mission. But when I pray, God just told me, in Acts, after Jesus rise from the dead, he give people all authority, and he promised the Holy Spirit will come. And when the Holy Spirit came, the disciples, did they go to the language school? No. But by the Holy Spirit, they can speak the language of other countries. So God's words convinced me and continue to learn the language. And of course, not by myself, but I trust Jesus be with me. So after 1 year, and I got an exam from the school, language school, and also from OMF, the language advisor. They use 100 points for full mark. You guess Which, how many I got? I haven't got any language ability. How many? Pass. Right? I told you, I got 85.7. I couldn't believe. If by myself, haven't got that result, but by the Holy Spirit, I can do it. It's because Jesus promised us He will be with us. Not just that, until the end of the world. That means all days Jesus will be with us until He returns. So, since we obey His command, He will be with us until He returned. So, when I preparing to return from the mission field, and I pray to God, what the next for me? And God clearly give me an answer. My mission responsibility haven't finished yet. So that's why I joined GOI Australia. So after I complete all the commitment from OMF, I joined GOI, Gospel Operation International from August last year. So from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, we clearly know that mission and evangelism is not only about preaching the gospel, but also making all nations to be disciples of Christ. We must receive the authority from Christ, and we are willing to pay the price to obey Jesus' command and to go and make disciples of all nations to glorify God. The responsibility of preaching the gospel is entrusted to us by the command of God, our Savior Jesus Christ. So everything we do is for the sake of the gospel, to share the blessings of the gospel with others. Mission means me. This is the responsibility not only for the missionaries, not only for the pastors, not only for the church leaders, but for everyone who is God's people. So I would like to introduce you about the GOI, and I have a short video, but in Cantonese, but have some kind of the Chinese subtitle, English subtitle.